His name is John Barovetto, B-A-R-O-V-E-T-T-O. He's from Davis, California, a rugby player of my dad's. My dad was a combat Marine in Korea and World War II. And he was a rugby coach and a football coach at the University of California. And Cal in the 1960s was a really not, you know, troop-friendly kind of place. And this young man went to join the Army, and he went to war. And well-meaning people would send him the Daily Californian and stuff like that. And he'd find out about all the protests and the riots. And it was really demoralizing. And he would write to my dad. And I have some of his letters that he wrote to my dad, thanking my dad for it. It was sort of a combat to combat, different, you know, Korea to Vietnam kind of thing. And then he came home from his first tour, and before he went home up to Davis, he came to dinner. My mom fixed a roast, you know, prime rib and all that kind of stuff, and it was really nice. And he had these jewels. Well, he thought they were black pearls, and he told his mom when he got home. He said, send those black pearls to Mrs. Cullum and her daughter, because I was 16 and or 15. And anyway, he went back for his second tour, and he was killed. And his mom sent this little box, and it said John's Black Pearls. And when I turned 16, I had it made into a ring, and we discovered it was actually a star sapphire, not a black pearl. And I've used his letters to my dad to understand my own childhood, because even though I'm old enough, you know, to be, if I was a guy, I could have been in Vietnam. But in 1968, 69, during the Tet Offensive and all that, I was in high school. And, you know, you're trying to deal with, oh, my gosh, there's the war and this friend of our family's has been killed. Or do I want to go to the prom? You know, I mean, it was always. And then walking with my Marine father, wounded Marine, that's why he wasn't active duty, walking with him, and here he's a football coach at Cal, so if we go to an athletic event, there would be people painting their signs over in a corner of the parking lot or something, and I'd be walking along, and I'd be thinking that it was my job to protect my dad from the protesters, you know, which if my dad was alive today, we go, you got to be kidding me. Your job was not to protect the Marines, our job was to protect you. I think that that's my job, is to support our troops.